Hello, and welcome to the first episode of The Daily Business Analyst, a podcast initiated by the Dutch chapter of the IIBA, the International Institute of Business Analysis. We decided to call it The Daily Business Analyst because the work of a BA is so diverse with the different activities we do and the big variety of tools and techniques that we use, plus the developments with, for example, data, cybersecurity, AI. Those have impact on what we do and how we do it. Meaning, a day in the life of a business analyst is fascinating. There's always a lot to talk about. Today we will look back at all the events our chapter organized in 2023, what were the topics on the agenda, and of course, we will look ahead. What will we be doing in the next couple of months? Let us first introduce ourselves. I am Robert Vissers. I'm a business analyst working for Sogety since 2006. And via Sogety, I have been a member of IIBA for a long time, and I'm a member of the board since 2019. I'm also a teacher of several BAPOC modules. Other than that, I'm a big fan of podcasts, so I'm really excited to make this podcast with you all, because also on board are Saskia and Nidin. Saskia.
Hello, I'm Saskia Willebrands. I'm a business analyst working for Sogety since 2018. And I have over 20 years experience in business analysis in different roles across multiple sectors. And this will be my first podcast.
Very good. Nidin.
I'm Nidin Kattingel. I've been working as a BA for 10 years now. I work for Rabobank. I also joined the IIBA board 1 year back. Mm-hmm. So yeah, quite first time also in the podcast like Saskia. So yeah, let's see how it goes.
Yes, yeah. Indeed. So let's go. Nidin, can you lead us through 2023 and what kind of events took place?
Yeah, 2023 was a really eventful year for us. I think it's also the year that we came after Corona, so we had more sessions in person. Mm-hmm. And then we did have a lot of online sessions also. We had six session of inspirations, starting with the first one in January, hosted by our corporate sponsor, Explero. It was on the session was on BA and innovation. So that was talking about how innovation, what innovation is going in the industry and how, as a BA, what role we play. It was also the first session we held in person after the COVID time. So that was also nice. If I'm remembering it correctly, we had 28 people turned out in the location. Mm-hmm. Like all our sessions, evening. So we started with the dinner and then, yeah, we had the session from the... Yeah, we had the session and then, yeah, it was a nice one. Mm-hmm. Then we had the second one that was a continuation from our previous year's e-art congress. So that was held by Peter. We had the session in November of 2022 where he spoke about value chain and business analysis to introduce value chain as a new technique. So there were a lot of interest on the topic and we decided to have a session of inspiration last year on it. So that was nice. Peter took us through the whole value chain as a technique. And it was also one of our first session of inspiration where we asked the participants to get a business case to use in the session to see how we can use the techniques. So that was really nice to have.
Indeed. I know Peter Vijfkind. He's a Sogety colleague and he's very passionate about this topic. He teaches it within Sogety as well. So it was really nice to see that... At the EBA evening as well.
Yeah, exactly. It was really, it was also a lot of people from the YAR Congress in the previous year wanted to have a follow-up session. So that's also one reason why we organized it again to have more deep discussion around it. Mm. The third one was one of my favorites also. It was a young BA professional. Mm-hmm. It was hosted by our corporate sponsor, LeBlanc. Yeah, it was really nice. It's more focused on junior BAs or the people or anybody who's starting in their career as a BA. So the focus was there. It was a very interesting session after the openings by the LeBlanc. We had an interesting story about Kim and Ellen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how they Kim was the senior business analyst and Ellen was just starting, and they were explaining how they were, you know, training each other and other things. And then followed by the debate between the three topics we had. It was really nice.
Yes,
and
indeed.
Then with all the post-its on the wall. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It was really a nice session.
Yeah. For me, that session was also one of the highlights of the year, especially because some of my colleagues, young professionals,
yeah.
were helping organize the evening. And
yeah.
Caroline, for example, she led the evening.
Yeah.
And Anna and Zita were running the debate based on some BA-related issues.
Exactly.
Yeah. And yeah, the discussions were a lot of fun,
yeah.
I must say.
Yeah.
And also giving us good insights.
Yeah. And that's also from, that's where we started with our first study group, ECBA mm-hmm. study group.
Yeah.
Because we had a lot of young professionals there and who wanted to do the trainings and the certifications.
Yeah.
And that's the evening where me and Crystal, we had the discussion with Sita and all of them. And then they're like, hey, mm-hmm. we want to do certification, but we don't know how, what. So that's the whole idea where we started with the ECBA training study group.
Yeah,
I indeed. Think it's after so many years at mm-hmm. EBA NL, we had a study group coming up.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah, and it was nice. We had the study group organized, and I think 7 or 8 of them joined the study group
mm-hmm.
in total. And I already know 2 or 3 of them got the certification.
Yeah,
so
indeed.
It was a successful event for us.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then towards the second half of the year, we had a couple of online events. One was the experience talk from Martin, our chairman, about the CPOA certification. And another one was about BA standards.
Yes, the BA standard session was a virtual one,
yeah.
With more than 45 attendants. And it was focused on the new version of the BA standard. Part of it was a theoretical explanation about the changes between the old and the new version. And part of it was a fun session hosted by René Labens. And it was a quiz in Mentimeter, and it had 3 winners, and they won the new version of the BA standard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was, I missed that session, but I heard it was quite fun with the quiz and everything. So, yeah, I missed that one. I was on vacation that time, so, yeah. Then after that was our main event of the year. That was the YAR Congress in November.
Oh, but first I would like to mention that we also had some quarterly sessions organized, which is always with the corporate members and sponsors. And they were this year hosted by 4IT, Valori, Expleo, and the fourth one, To The Point Company. And at the last one, we had a really big workshop where we brainstormed about ideas, what to do more with IBA Dutch chapter. And one of the ideas was the podcast, actually. That's why we are sitting here now.
Yeah, indeed. The corporate session, the mm-hmm. last one, that was really nice because a lot of good ideas came out of it.
Yeah.
I mean, including this one.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them are still in process. So,
yeah. We'll see
next
week.
I think
about
in the coming, this year, I think you would see more coming up. Yeah, then coming back, then the last event of the year was the YAR Congress.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we were at the Hoek School in Utrecht, the same host from the year before also. It was really nice because I think in 2022 and 2023, the turnout was almost the double from the year before. So that's a lot of people, quite a mixed group of people. We had many non-members joining also this year. I think 25-30 people, which are of the whole attendees, were actually non-members. That's actually a huge percentage for us.
Mm-hmm.
And then, a lot of there is a good split between the topics. Also, we had topics around AI, data management, and you know, business analyst career path. So that was really nice to see.
I think it was also because we gained some extra corporate sponsors last year.
Yeah.
And they came with 5 or sometimes 10 participants.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
That was also, yeah, a lot of new members, and that's really nice to see.
Mm-hmm.
The sessions are also really interesting because we had a session about AI from Christian. It was really a nice session how BAs and the AI is changing the world. I mean ChatGPT is the hot topic everywhere and AI is the top hot topic. So that was really nice to see how these models work in the background and how it's trained and all those things where Christian was explaining. There were a lot of interesting questions also, like how does it affect the BA as a job in the future? And I really like the question from Crystal. She was asking about if prompt writing would become a job in the future also. So yeah, it was a quite interesting session. There were a lot of questions from the participants during the session, very interactive. Then after that was the data management session from Joris.
Joris, yeah.
That was also nice. Myself has been working in data management for the last 7-8 years. So I work as a BA for a data management team. So it was really interesting for me to see when Joris explained how EBA certifications are also in line with some of the DM data management concepts and everything, the crossover. That was really interesting for me. Mm-hmm. But in general, there were also a lot of questions around data quality and other things during the session from the participants, but that's also really nice. And then, yeah, of course, we did have a lot of hiccups from our side also, like with the registration tags everywhere. We couldn't find the name when people are at the registration counter. But that, yeah.
That was due to the big success.
Exactly.
Too many people. For the name tags.
Yeah, we had 125 names to give out, name tags to give out. And then we were like, okay, when somebody come, like, okay, where are we? So that's something for us to improve for the mm-hmm. next one.
Yep.
We need to see how we have a better administration on our counter. Mm-hmm. So sorry for the members and non-members who had a problem around it.
That was only one or two.
Yeah, but still, it's worth mentioning.
Yeah.
It was fun fun. I mean, trying to figure out me and Sandra was there and the desk mm-hmm. and sometimes we're like, hey, where do we have the name? Where is this person? Where is that person? Then, yeah, it is nice.
Yeah.
I saw one interesting thing in office also recently. One of the participants who came for our IIBA YAR Congress, mm-hmm. I met them recently in office and they still have the name tag from our thing.
Oh.
Especially they kept it for the heart thing we gave, the small sticky thing to say if they don't want to be on the our social media post.
Yeah,
they still have those and then they're like, yeah, I don't want to give it away because it's so nice. I'm like, that's nice at least.
Yeah.
It's a memento for some of them. So
yeah, they keep all that.
Yeah, and then big thanks to Jan also for mm-hmm. hosting the evening. It was, yeah, he pulled the crowd and, you know, mm-hmm. kept them at the right pace every time. So that was nice. Yeah.
But also to see that some of the participants were actually participating in the BA Achievement Award,
yeah, exactly.
coming to give their pitch for the whole thing. And one came from Turkey, especially for this Congress, to give his pitch.
Yeah.
And
One from Greece. Yeah.
So that was impressive and really nice to see how everyone was involved in this.
Yeah.
Other than that, we also had Geertje Appel, of course, who gave a presentation. And she made at LeBlanc a model for BA career paths and came with new insights regarding that. And that became a very nice interactive session as well.
Yeah, I missed that part. I was with Sandra arranging the dinner outside, so missed that one. But
I think maybe they will come with the update of the model and
we will
be talking about it again in the future.
Maybe one of the session of inspirations for this year. You never mm-hmm. know. We can.
Indeed.
Yeah. If there is enough interest, we always have it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the closing thoughts for me about YAR Congress was it was really a big event for us, mm-hmm. A big success. We had a little bit issues which we need to work out as a board for this year and following things. So that's on our side. And listening to the whole thing, AI takeover is close by. So be prepared for it already.
That's right.
Yeah. But overall, a great session. A lot of opportunities for people to talk to each other. I think this time was also first time we changed it slightly to more listening concept. Mm-hmm. So we explained the concept and more breaks for everybody to interact. So that was really nice.
Yeah.
People also really liked it because there are a lot more breaks and, you know, time.
Lots of connections being
connections
made.
That's also really nice for us.
Okay.
Yeah. That's summing up.
I found a button.
Yeah. So now we see you're playing with it. Yes. You wanted to press it for a long time.
Exactly. Forgot about it. That means we now go to a next part, which is about corporate recognition. Saskia.
Yes, and this time it is about Société. Société is part of the Capgemini Group, and it makes business value through technology for organizations that need to implement innovation at speed and want a local partner with global scale. With a hands-on culture in close proximity to its clients, Société implements solutions that will help organizations work faster, better, and smarter. And she's doing this by combining its agility and speed of implementation through a DevOps approach. So Société delivers innovative solutions in quality engineering, cloud, and application development. And of course, it's all driven by AI, data, and automation. Société has more than 100 business analysts working at Société Netherlands. And it fully supports the EEBA goals to professionalize and expand the practical execution of business analysis. So many years ago, Société joined the EEBA Dutch chapter as our first corporate member.
Yeah, and we are also in the Société office today.
That's right.
The studio.
That's why they're in the spotlight today. Because we can use their equipment.
Yeah.
It's really nice. Okay, thank you. Oh.
Yeah.
Now, Needed, we go to the events that are coming up.
Yeah, for this year, we have our first event, which is already on our LinkedIn and on our webpage. It's a spin-off from our last year's ECBA classes. There were a lot of interest around certification after the first study group last year. Some couldn't join last year and some wanted to do it this year. So the first session is on 6th of February, and that's an introduction session to the certification. And we want to see how many people are interested in joining a study group and then arrange a session from there. So it's on 6th of February. It's already on our LinkedIn page. It's also on our website. So we encourage everybody to go. If anybody's interested, please drop an email to us on info@dutchiaba.com, I believe.
That's right.
Yeah.
And Nitin, is it open for everyone?
It is open for anybody. And it doesn't have to be ECBA certification. You can come with any of the... It's more focused on the core certification, so ECBA, CCBA, or CBAP. And then... Yeah, we'll see from there how many people are interested in which certification and what time frame. And then me and Crystal, we would plan a study group after the words, and then we'd see from there.
Okay. And is becoming certification more important?
It is. Yes, it is. We see there is more trend towards it. A lot of people want to, but then a lot of them don't know exactly which certification to go for or other things. Especially in the junior BAs who are just starting up, I see a lot of interest for the certification there.
Okay, so it will be an interesting evening.
Yeah, we are looking forward to that. It's going to be a little bit of work for us, but it's fun always when you see people get certified after the whole work. It's like a fruit for your work. That's the planned event, first planned event we have for this year, and rest of the events would be published on our LinkedIn and on our webpage. So you can always visit the event list on the webpage. We always have them, whichever is published. And I think we have already published the dates for every session, though the sessions are not known. We're still working on some of
content.
Them. Yeah, content is not yet known for us. We are still working. But the dates are known, so people can already mark them on their calendars, at least. So it's easy for them. Yeah, I think it's also nice to see if any of our members or anybody listening to this want to participate and, you know, to give a session. We would like to do that. I mean, I came into IABA NL because I saw the advertisement.
That's right.
I did a session and then from there become the board member. So
yeah, and it can go very fast.
Exactly.
That.
Yeah. You make connection and I really liked it. And so if anybody want to give a session, they can join in, or if anybody have a topic in the mind which they want to have a session on, mm-hmm. just drop us an email, then we can see who can facilitate the session. And maybe yep. that could be a session of inspiration in the future.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. That brings us to the end of this first episode. So we want to thank all the listeners. And please share this podcast on your socials and tell your BA colleagues about it. Put it in the newsletters. And then we will be back. You can always reach us at info@dutch.iiba.org.
Yeah.
Thank you, and till next time.